My sun, you were my earth. You didn't know all the ways I loved you. No, so you took a chance, made of a plan. But I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down. No, you don't have to say what to do. People told me, keep messing with my head. Should've picked honesty, then you may not have thought it. Yeah. Don't have to say what you did. I already know.
Now there's just no chance.
You and me.
There'll never be.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone?
Alone.
Tell me you need me. Can you call me on the phone?
Can you call me on the phone?
Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy.
Not like them, baby.
The bridges go burn. Now it's your turn.
It's your turn
to cry.
So tell me your rhythm. Go on and just
tell me your rhythm.
Go on and just
tell me your rhythm.
Baby, go on and just
tell me your rhythm.
Is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving.
Don't have to say what you did.
I already know. There's just no chance.
You and me.
You and me.
Don't it make you sad about it? Go on and just
tell me your rhythm.
Baby, go on and just
tell me your rhythm.
You can go on and just
tell me your rhythm. Tell me your rhythm.
Back to that Fox News alert. Former President Trump saying this morning that he will be arrested on Tuesday. Trump said that on Truth Social. He said, in fact,
quote, the far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the United States of America will be arrested next week. Protests take our nation back. Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett is here to react. Greg, break this down for us.
Well, you know, I wrote a column about this because you could see this coming a mile away. It's purely politically driven by Alvin Bragg. And I describe this as the most cockamamie legal theory I think I've ever heard of. Forget about the fact that this is a 7-year-old case and the statute of limitations appears to have elapsed 2 years ago. But the legal theory is something that is not just novel. It seems abusive of the legal system. Here it is in a nutshell. Take a business records misdemeanor and try to transform it, to supercharge it into a felony by attaching to it a second crime. Now, what is the second crime? That's the question we don't know. It can only be one of two things, a campaign violation under state law or federal law. Here's the problem. It can't be a campaign violation under state law because it was a federal election. And it can't really be a campaign violation under U.S. statutory campaign laws because Bragg is a Manhattan DA. Local and state prosecutors can't bring charges on federal crimes, only state crimes. In addition to all of that, there are other problems. Bragg would have to prove that Trump was personally involved in falsifying business records. Second of all, he'd have to prove that Trump understood the incredibly complex and convoluted campaign laws that nobody understands, and that, having known them, he intended to violate them. And then finally, they'd have to get around what's known as the dual purpose doctrine. That is to say, if Trump had a personal reason or even a commercial reason for paying the money to Stormy Daniels, then it is not under the law a campaign contribution, and he didn't violate anything. You know, the Department of Justice spent years looking at it. The Federal Elections Commission looked at it, and they both said the law isn't there and the facts don't support it. You know, in addition, Bragg's predecessor spent years trying to find something related to the Stormy Daniels payment, and in the end walked away saying there is nothing. So, you know, I think it's a shame that the justice system is being used for politically driven prosecutions. I think Bragg sees himself as, oh, we've got to stop Trump. I'm going to be the savior of the republic. Frankly, given the rampant crime in Manhattan, New Yorkers need saving from Alvin Bragg.
Hey, Greg, let me ask you what Tuesday may look like. Alvin Bragg has driven bail reform in New York City. New York City is a no cash bail justice system. So I presume that means President Trump, if arrested, according to his own Truth Social post, how would his Tuesday unfold?
Well, he'll get bail. You know, he still has Secret Service protection. As I understand it, Bragg's office notified federal officials, the Secret Service, and they, you know, the Secret Service is not going to let go of the president they're protecting, even though he's a former president. And so this will be arranged. He'll probably be fingerprinted, and then he would be released on bail. You know, Alvin Bragg has downgraded serious felonies to misdemeanors in Manhattan. That's his MO. The day he took office, he signed his manifesto. You know, armed robbery? Nah, it's just a petty misdemeanor.
You're saying is true, and there isn't a legal basis for this after the arrest, what happens immediately after that? He makes bail. Then what happens as far as Trump proving his innocence, or what's the next step after that?
Well, there would have to be an arraignment in which there's a presentment of the charges against him. He has an opportunity to enter a plea. And then the case begins in earnest. He'll plead not guilty, of course. And I think the first thing his lawyers will do is to challenge the merits, the veracity of the charge against him and the law, just as I've described, that you cannot take a state crime and supercharge it into a felony, a misdemeanor into a felony, based on a federal law, if that's how this thing goes down. Now, you know, maybe Bragg is somehow going to, you know, say, oh, it was a violation of state campaign laws, in which case there will still be a motion to dismiss by Trump and his legal team to toss this case out based on the frailty of that argument. So, you know, there'll be a bunch of legal challenges before it ever, you know, gets to trial, if it ever gets to trial. And there will be appeals as well. Now, I was talking to Alan Dershowitz about this, and he said, look, Trump's problem, and Dersh is right, Trump's problem is you've got, you know, a biased New York prosecutor, you probably got a biased jury, and just as you can convince a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich, Dershowitz said, you could probably convince a New York jury to convict a ham sandwich. And so, you know, Dershowitz said Trump's best course of action will eventually be on appeal.
Can I ask you just the politics behind this? So, you know, as you said, maybe with this jury, they're going to, you know, he'll come out convicted or whatever. What does that do for his ability to run? Will he look like a victim in this situation come Tuesday? Will that work out for him in some way as it did in Mar-a-Lago? His ratings shot up after that.
Well, there's a legal and a political aspect to it, obviously. I mean, I think, you know, when people begin to digest what Alvin Bragg, the district attorney, has really done here, and they begin to appreciate this for what it is, a, you know, political vendetta, an effort to stop Trump from continuing further with his presidential campaign, I think Americans will probably say this is fundamentally unfair. And there'll be a backlash, and that may result in even more support for Donald Trump. However, you know, a conviction would be troublesome if, you know, he ends up being convicted. You know, as I understand the law, he can't hold public office, including the presidency. I haven't studied that, so I can't say that for sure. I mean, a misdemeanor, you probably can. A felony? Probably not.
Hmm. All right. Well, Greg Jarrett, thanks for joining us on such short notice with that breaking news. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg.
All right.
Sure. My pleasure.
I'm Steve.
All right, guys. Yes, we are back on the second hour of the Red Pill Hardcore Real Show. Yeah. I would like to say, you know, once again, I'm an expert in strategy, and there are times where you act and there are times where you don't. Okay, you got to know when to leave well enough alone, because if you don't leave well enough alone when you should, things generally blow up in your face. Now, I'm thankful, very thankful for the people who attacked me. These feds who attacked me, you know, I understand the program, the covert program in which they used to attack me. I understand it had a 99% success rate. Well, they thought it was 100% success rate. But I proved that to be wrong. Okay. And they played all the cards. Well, they played most of them, which lets me know what they have left in their hand. Okay? they can kill me, or they can arrest me underneath some fake charges. That's all they got left. So, I triumphed. I am where I am today because I let these people play their cards, and I've played my cards right on top of them, winning every hand, knowing what they have in their hands. And so that's how you know. It's really deep state stuff. As much as they're attacking Trump, they got nothing. They got nothing on the man. But as long as they keep pursuing him, and he keeps coming up victorious, I mean, wouldn't you want a guy like that in the office? Man that can't lose? That's the guy I want in Oval Office. Guy who beat the system and becomes his master? That's the guy I want in office. People are going to start coming to that realization very soon, if they hadn't already. These corrupt feds are fighting an uphill battle, which they will not win. And I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see that happen. The thing about psychopaths that run in the deep state, again, control, control, control by any means necessary. Totally discarding strategy. They just play their cards one by one by one by one. Again, I will reiterate, if they had never run any psyopses against Trump at all, none, he would have tripped up on his own feet. He would have said some stuff. His mouth would have gotten him in so much trouble. He probably would have turned a whole bunch of people into liberals that would have voted against him. But now, you make him look like the God Emperor from Warhammer, destroying chaos. He's going to be he's already one of the best presidents we've ever had. And then you do this to him, it's going to be an epic story, an epic tale. I think he's going to be so overwhelmingly popular for the votes that they won't be able to rig it this time. And that's my belief. I hope these stupid feds keep on attacking them. Keep on attacking them. See what happens. Yes, we only have one commercial break this hour at the 30. So I want to get to the phone lines. Yes, the phone lines are open, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead and call in if you'd like to call in and speak. And we will get to Frank on line one. Go ahead.
Yes, how you doing? Thanks. Thanks for talking with me tonight. Yeah, I think the thing with Bragg is going to fall apart. It's going to backfire on Bragg. And unless I'm mistaken, there's no crime that he's being accused of. Is that correct?
Well, I think there's some campaign money issues that aren't valid. They're trying to look through his business, through his books. They're trying to find something, but they really don't have anything.
Yeah, and if they're basing it only on Stormy Daniels, or if that's the correct name, then they're going to fall flat on their face. And even though I have always been, after looking at this guy for 25 years now, I realize he has a distorted personality. But again, comparing him to all the others out there that potentially could run, especially DeSantis. Oh my God, DeSantis, by the way, is a very, very slippery, sneaky type character. And if you look at what he's done in Florida, as far as changing the school curricula. If I had my choice between both of those guys, I would choose Trump. But anyway,
I'm right there with you. I was actually a fan of DeSantis, and I had at the beginning of this, I was hoping that he would run as vice president with Trump. But yeah, he actually wants to get rid of ethnic studies in schools. I might swing to the right, but I'm going to have to say I don't swing that far to the right. He's definitely lost my favor.
And a perfect example is Hank Aaron, which is America's favorite baseball historic player, was taken out of the class books, of class curricula, until there was such a outcry that his biography was put back in. And then I just heard tonight and found out tonight that one school system, because of pressure from DeSantis administration, not directly, because he's too punked out to do it himself, but the Rosa Parks, all reference to Rosa Parks' race was taken out of the school system. In other words, she got on the bus, she sat in the back, and her only problem was she was supposed to get out of the back. She sat in the front and was told to go to the back, and she said no. And not because, and so in other words, she was arrested not because of a racial hierarchy, but because she just refused to go to another seat. That's the type of madness is going to happen under Santos. And by the way, something over and above Santos.
Well, okay, hold on. And I must address what you just said. That's called, and Wu-Tang Clan coined this term, destroying the black evidence. You know?
Yeah.
There's this whole thing amongst extreme right-wing people is that, oh, what if black people ever contributed to society? Nothing.
Yeah.
And so this is one of those things to further that ideology. Don't use pronouns, don't use race. Well, then you've destroyed the whole point of civil rights and your fight. You've destroyed the point, which tells me this: the extreme left wing is just working with the extreme right wing, and we're all just being fools.
And the irony is, some of the dumbest right wings and some of the dumbest left wings are working together to accomplish that goal, which is to erase. We are living in a twilight zone. I mean, a real twilight zone. But there's something that I feel long term is very ominous. That has been. Brewing for a long time, and it's starting to manifest itself. Did you hear about what happened with Kenneth, Ken Hart, the entertainer?
What happened?
You know the guy I'm talking about? Kevin Hart.
Let us know.
Well, what happened is, he was scheduled to perform in Egypt, do a show in Egypt. Kevin Hart is his name, Kevin Hart.
Oh, Kevin Hart, yeah.
Yeah. And his show was canceled because one of the things he said before the conference was started was that the Africans along the Nile in Egypt were black. The genesis Egyptian civilization.
That's
they canceled
true.
Him right away. They canceled him. He said because they were Arabs. They were Arabs. There's no Africans up there. Now this is a very, very serious because because I have been following this madness for 4 or 5 years now. And everything, scholarship is all wrong. But the sociological underpinnings are worse. And that what they're trying to do is to scrub Africa from African people completely out of the Egyptian civilization matrix. Even though they go and look at the monuments and they see the Africoid, I hate that term Africoid, physiognomy, they still refuse. What is it that's wrong? That is about the beginnings of civilizations of African people. What is this wrong? Why is that so intimidating to so many people? They're willing to lie and distort the little knowledge that they have to completely distort the image of African men and women. But now that is a very, very dangerous, I think, precedent if we allow it to happen. And we're working 25 hours, 8 days a week to counteract that. But it seems like it's almost a never-ending manifest. So I'm not sure how it's going to affect you there, but we are working, we are doing our best to work overtime to counter this madness. And we've had my throat is sore. You can tell you I'm dealing with this thing. We've had several hosts on RBN that try to do the same thing, and yet they know better. Well, you know their agenda is
Well, I mean, I guess that's why I'm here, to bring a little balance. I know there's the huge campaign of whitewashing. I mean, listen, since the Caucasians came out of the Caucasus Mountains over here in Europe, you know, where the Khazarian Jews, you know, it's, okay, anyways, as that has spread across anywhere that they've gone, what happens? They absorb the culture, they absorb the knowledge, and they either genocide or subjugate the people. And they move from spot to spot to spot to spot to spot to spot. I mean, we don't have that many Native Americans anymore, do we? So, it's just one giant whitewash.
Yeah.
Okay, the technologies, there is so much plagiarized the Greeks plagiarized the hell out of the Egyptians, okay? Another form of whitewashing. I mean, people are willing to believe in fake history so long as it shows their white supremacy. I may have told you about this. I don't know, there was a guy who put up on his post a picture of Egyptian hieroglyphic. Had a black man on one knee, and he's got his hands on the genitals of a lighter skinned Egyptian. and this guy's like, see, even back in the Egyptian days, the blacks were nothing. This guy's a ball washer. I'm like, you're an idiot, because there's no such thing as a ball washer. The guy was probably a doctor examining his patient. Okay, the dark skinned ones, they were not only royalty, but they were engineers, lawyers, and doctors. Solid black.
Yeah.
Depicted on the hieroglyphs.
Yeah, you're right there.
Yeah, you know what? We gotta take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right. Yes, we are back from commercial break. We've got Frank here with us from New York, talking about some things. Did you ever, you must be like a college, must have been a college professor or something. Black studies?
No, not at all.
But you talk about so much stuff that is not supposed to be talked about. You know, you conservatives definitely don't want you talking about this stuff.
Well, I've been a beneficiary, I think, of very centered individuals who are at the academic level, and I was just in, like, a sieve, I was an open sieve to them. And it has made a big difference in how I conduct myself and how I look at the world. No, nothing special. Not at all. Not at all. I think you have more worldly experience than I have. I lived in Turkey a couple of years, but other than that, no, I've been kind of U.S. homebound.
Okay. Yeah.
But the thing is, though, I have this sense of stupidity and irrationality. I can sense when someone's coming after me because they're stupid.
Yeah. That's sort of the theme of the show today. I had my own troll coming after me.
And I don't mind that because I can handle them. And sooner or later, when you listen to them, you can hear the contradictions and the cracks in their way of looking at the world. And plus, I guess, you'll understand this, maybe others won't. When a priestess, puts her hand on you, then there's certain things you are supposed to know, certain things that will be gifted to you, only if you do something with it down the road. I think that's what has helped me over the years. So that when I hear someone who's droning on about mechanical issues and on and on and on and on, well, I just don't have patience with that. And you find out someone like that is one-dimensional. And we are charged to be multidimensional. And that's why I think what's happening. Oh, and by the way, this guy from Egypt that disallowed Kevin Hart to perform. He is coming here to tourist. Can you imagine an idiot coming to America talking about how the Egyptians were white? He's planning to come. They have booked him to come and plan a tour here.
Well, you
madness.
Know, because as long as the white supremacy narrative is being pushed, you know, white supremacy is not just a problem in America. It's a global thing. So, as much of the history you can change, you know, the more you're going to be able to do that. You know, this is why Africa's being destroyed. It's not just the taking of the resources, the gold, the minerals, things like that, destroying ancient sites of civilizations, completely demolishing them. They're having the people, they divided up the tribes to make sure that they war with each other, you know, so they can't see what's going on. This is the only reason why Africa isn't populated with a bunch of white people right now is because they have not destroyed enough of the history. There's a reason why we haven't gone to the moon in decades. There's a reason why they caught pictures up there. They got pictures of alien spacecraft, alien moon bases. They've got pictures of the stuff. There's a reason why we have not been back to the moon. They got to find a way to deal with that stuff before they populate the moon.
Yeah.
Same thing with Africa. Same thing with Africa. They need to destroy the black evidence. They need to destroy not just black history. They need to destroy mankind's history. Okay?
Yeah.
Once they destroy mankind's history, the only thing that you're going to be able to look back to is ancient Greece. Like that. and not the cradle of mankind. Okay? Once they destroy everything on the moon, you know, and we get up there, you know, white people are God. That's what it is. They want the apotheosis of the white man. And it's just, it's a fool's errand for anybody who's looking at it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Absolutely right. I can remember the last time I was thrown off of a program, only because I said, what you're talking about is incorrect about Greece being the beginning of civilized discourse.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, Frank, Mr. Frank, you can't hold on one second.
Oh, it's okay. No. I know you got a bug there.
Yeah. He said, well, you can't talk about that because the Greece was first. So where did it come from? They just came. It just came. Because my throat is so raw. Okay, look, brother, I'll tell you what. You go to your next call because this election that we did today was just really killing my throat. Okay? I'll call you back another time.
Thank you. Well, I hope you get better, my friend. Thank you for calling in. No, I love talking about this stuff. I'm so glad that there's some people still aware. They're still aware.
We're out there. We just don't always get through to you.
Well, once again, I appreciate you, brother. Get well for me, all right?
And we pick our time and place to attack.
Yeah.
You got me?
Exactly. Absolutely. Got me.
All right, brother. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right.
And God bless the RBN family.
Absolutely. Yeah, the RBN family. You guys are great. Love you guys. You guys are all... You're all family, even if there's a third cousin out there who's a little handicapped. I'm sorry, I guess you can't say it anymore. Neurodivergent. It's bound to happen in any family. So I, you know, it is what it is. I hope you don't have the cove. All right. I really want you to take care of yourself, and you should probably take a couple days off. I don't know. Maybe something, take some time off, vacation, warm soup. I know we're getting out of the winter and coming into the spring here. It's going to warm up a little bit. I'm not looking forward to it, but hey. Anyways, speaking on that subject, I have something here from SNL I thought was hilarious. And there's no better time than now than to play it. Go ahead, play that for me. I should probably give her a little bit more time. Julie, if you're there.
Are you feeling tired and worn down? Sick of the endless grind at work? Exhausted by your family, desperate for some peace and quiet?
Daniel! Your kids want you!
Then ask your doctor about COVID. By simply getting COVID, you're guaranteed a 5 and sometimes even 10-day vacation from all of life's problems.
I needed a break.
Just some time away from everyone. So my doctor suggested I get COVID, and it was the greatest week of my life.
All I wanted was to sit on the good part of the couch and watch the Netflix I want to watch. And I was finally able to, thanks to COVID.
At first, I was worried about getting COVID, but my doctor assured me it's fine now. I'm triple vaxxed, quadruple if you count HPV. So it's my time to shine.
Side effects of COVID include having COVID, which is still kind of bad, but doesn't it seem different now?
I definitely got sick. But I also got paid for 10 days to never leave a blanket. Plus, I got a great story I could tell people at work. It was like I had a bad cold for 3 days.
Ooh. And of course I had to isolate from my 3 kids. Hi. Because I didn't want to get them sick.
But what do they eat?
I gave it 14 days to be extra safe.
And for an extra fee, we'll knock out the Wi-Fi near your house so you can't do any Zooms.
Oh, well, too bad.
COVID is the perfect way to get out of jury duty, cousin's wedding, friend's improv show, neighbor's adult baptism, and husband's murder trial. At this point, COVID is basically a 10-day cruise, which is also a great way to get COVID.
COVID isn't for everyone. That's why there's also new COVID Always Positive Home Test. The only COVID test that comes with 2 pink lines already drawn on. Again?
But you just had it a week ago.
Please don't do this to me.
COVID. Because sometimes the only way to get mentally healthy is to get physically sick.
And sure, there might be long-term memory problems, but that would honestly be amazing because there's so much I want to forget.
My brain's already really bad. If it gets 10% worse, but I don't have to talk to a single person for a week, I'll take that deal in a horse beat.
You mean a heartbeat.
Either way, thanks, COVID.
Thanks, COVID.
Thanks, COVID.
I think I'll get COVID again. Today.
COVID. Go ahead. You deserve a break.
Yeah. I thought that was hilarious. yeah, getting better in a horse beat. I think that's probably a nod at ivermectin. The dewormer medication, maybe. I have no idea. yeah, I don't know. So with the bad comes the good. I never got COVID nor the vaccine, but you know, there are those people out there that I think probably abused the whole COVID thing. Just stay home. I could definitely see that. Anyways, I got another clip here. Let's get back on track. We got something from Trump here.
Biden and the globalists support raising taxes on American production. They support more crippling regulations killing American jobs. They support skyrocketing domestic energy costs. And they support massive anti-American multinational agreements that send our wealth and factories overseas. Very simply, the Biden agenda taxes America to build up China. China is the big beneficiary. We cannot let that happen. And just a couple of years ago, it wasn't happening. China paid to the United States hundreds of billions of dollars, and no other president got 10 cents, legitimately 10 cents from China. My agenda will tax China to build up America. The heart of my vision is a sweeping pro-American overhaul of our tax and trade policy to move from the Biden system that punishes domestic producers and rewards outsourcers to a system that rewards domestic production and taxes foreign companies and those who export American jobs. They will be rewarded and rewarded greatly, and our country will benefit. To achieve this goal, we will phase in a system of universal baseline tariffs on most foreign products. On top of this, higher tariffs will increase incrementally depending on how much individual foreign countries devalue their currency. They devalue their currency to take advantage of the United States, and they subsidize their industries or otherwise engage in trade cheating and abuse. And they do it now like never before, and we had it largely stopped, and it was going to be stopped completely within less than a year. As tariffs on foreign producers go up, taxes on American producers will go down and go down very substantially. And that means a lot of jobs coming in. Not only will this system end our gaping trade deficits, and they are massive right now, and bring back millions of American jobs, it will also bring trillions and trillions of dollars pouring into the United States Treasury from foreign countries and allow us to invest that money in American workers, American families, and American communities. This plan will be the linchpin of a new strategic national manufacturing initiative that builds on my historic success in ending NAFTA, which was a tremendous thing, a tremendous achievement. Nobody thought it could be done. And we did USMCA, U.S., Mexico, Canada, and it was an incredible thing. But we're also going to end other unfair trade deals, and we'll end them quickly. In addition, as a matter of both economic and national security, I will implement a bold series of reforms to completely eliminate dependence on China in all critical areas. We will revoke China's most favored nation trade status and adopt a four-year plan to phase out all Chinese imports of essential goods, everything from electronics to steel to pharmaceuticals. This will include strong protections to ensure China cannot circumvent restrictions by passing goods through conduit countries, countries that don't make a product, but all of a sudden they're selling a lot of product. It comes right through China, right out of China, and right into our country. We will also adopt new rules to stop U.S. companies from pouring investments into China and to stop China from buying up America, allowing all of those investments that clearly serve American interests. We're not going to allow bad things to happen to our country anymore, and we will eliminate federal contracts for any company that outsources to China. Biden will never get the job done. He is weak on China because the corrupt Biden family has received millions and millions of dollars from entities tied to the Chinese Communist Party. Everybody knows that. They try and hide it, and the fake news doesn't want to talk about it. Biden's pro-China economic program puts America last, and it's killing our country. My cutting-edge trade agenda will revitalize our economy by once again putting America first. And by the way, we'll get along very well with China. And you know what the reason is? They'll respect us again like they did just 2 years ago. We will quickly become a manufacturing powerhouse like the world has never seen before. Thank you very much.
Wow. Holy smoke. Yeah, I can see why they want to put him behind bars. Well, I mean, look, America is a corporation, all right? I'm pretty sure some other host on this network knows that, has said that. America is a corporation. It's not a country, it's a corporation. A corporation of America. Well, you gotta have superpower of the world be a corporation, then I say you put a businessman in the seat at the top. We've had too many lawyers turn politicians who know the ins and outs of the corporation and just keep scamming and robbing and looting the corporation. We don't want a lawyer at the top. We need a businessman at the top. Businessman doesn't know the legal this is and that's and the businessman is centered on making money. Okay? Businessman, all you have to say, I want to do this, I want to do that. Oh, but it's not legal. Well, make it legal. Because there's some things that have to be done to fix America. And right now, we are on a global hot seat. Everybody's looking at us at like what we're going to do. We're already screwing up, getting billions of dollars to the most corrupt country in Europe, which is Ukraine, just to have a vendetta proxy war with Russia. Okay? And again, whitewashing history. Now that we're on the topic of Ukraine, Ukraine was split into half. In America's mind, it's all of Ukraine doesn't want Russia. No, Ukraine split in half. That the other half wants to be with Russia. There are Ukrainian soldiers, separatists, that you don't hear about in the news. They don't exist in the mainstream media. But the other half of Ukraine is fighting to be united with Russia. There is a Texan. I love the story. There's a Texan that flew over there to join the fight. All right? He joined the Ukrainian separatist. He has a Russian citizenship. Guess what? Because he's making the news, he's wanted. He's a fugitive now from the U.S. government. He's a fugitive. Wanted by U.S. Marshals. He has a nickname over there. I can't remember it right now. You'll have to forgive me. But, the Donbass Cowboy. Look him up, guys. Donbass Cowboy. He's over there taking command of Ukrainian troops who do not want to be with the EU, who do not want to be with NATO, who do not want to be with anybody but Russia. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the show. It's been another show of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eyes king. Let's catch yourself.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend!
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women. That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.